One, two, three. This is Dr. Alex Avila with Love University, and we're back. I'm an author, psychologist, and speaker. And every week we talk about how to love ourselves, others, and a higher nature, how to improve our relationships, our finances, our spirituality, our health, and our happiness. And we have a very interesting topic today, which I think a lot of people will find very fascinating. It's called For the Love of Dogs, How Dogs Can Improve Your Life and Give You Joy. Many people today look toward dogs for companionship, love, affection, and support, but it wasn't always the case. In 1908, a military court heard the case of Colonel Deems and his dog, Riley, looking at the mental instability of the colonel. The colonel let the dog jump up on his lap and kiss him on the mouth, carry off his boots. The colonel had to hobble around for an hour bootless. Also, the dog, it was said, did the same for officers and enlisted men. And the colonel did nothing to stop the dog's disregard of the seriousness of army life. Now, eventually the court found in favor of the colonel. It said the colonel's fondness for the little fox terrier that had the run of Fort Howard was not evidence of mental derangement. Now, things have changed since then. People accept dogs as companions and emotional support and many other things. But not everyone loves dogs. Some people don't like them because they're messy, they take a lot of time. And some people were even bitten by dogs early on in life and they're a little traumatized by it. Now, Reggie, my producer, why do you hate dogs?
I hate dogs.
Well, I don't know. Do you?
No, I'm a little scared of big, scary dogs that run up to you and try to attack you for no reason.
But yes.
I don't mind dogs.
Okay.
I like Pomeranians, like American Eskimos.
Okay, and I have a little dog named Itzy, but every time you come over, you have to wash your hands every time you touch her. Why is that?
Well, because dogs have germs.
Okay. So you're a germing kind of guy. You don't like germs.
Well, I don't think I'm a germaphobe, but it's just like, I know touching a dog, I'm going to get germs, you know?
Okay. All right, get away from the dog
yeah,
right now.
Exactly.
Okay, but a lot of people actually do love dogs. In fact, 62% of Americans own pets, and they spend $45 billion. 95% of dog owners think of their animal as part of their family. So the idea of having an emotional support animal that can provide therapeutic benefits for people with anxiety, phobia, PTSD, prescribed by a psychologist, the cuddling, the petting, and all that is very therapeutic. Also, we have therapy dogs that actually are used in community settings, for example, hospitals, daycares, and facilities, for a lot of different people to help them as well. Now, the idea of the benefits of a dog, psychological and emotional benefits, first came into play about 30 years ago. The first study that looked at petting a dog can actually lower blood pressure, heart rate, breathing, and improve cholesterol. Recent studies have shown that being close to a dog emotionally can lower the cortisol, which is the stress hormone, anxiety. And it works fast. Between 5 to 24 minutes after petting a dog or being close to a dog, people have less anxiety and cortisol. They did a study with female stockbrokers where they actually put them in pressure situations. And those that had dogs with them and dogs as companions had 50% less blood pressure increase in the stressful situation. In fact, dogs can even help you recover from a heart attack. Research shows that dog owners who have heart attacks have a 1 in 87 chance of surviving versus those that don't have only a 1 in 15 chance. And also children who have anxiety report 50% less anxiety when they have a dog in their life. So there's a lot of benefits to dog, and we'll talk a little more about that later in the show. But one question that often people ask is, does my dog love me? Is there actually emotional affection? Now, we might think it could be a biological or physical thing. And research does show that dogs act in ways that are loving. They did one study where they had the dogs look for food in a box, and they were able to open the box. Later, they put their owner in the box, and the owner cried for help. And the majority of dogs were able to rescue the owner and open the box. In other studies, they found that when humans pet dogs, both of them, dog and human, have increased oxytocin, which is the love hormone, the bonding hormone that comes into play when people cuddle with each other and have affection toward each other. Also, they've done MRIs of dog brains, and they find that the reward centers light up more when the owner is present, even when they have food present. So it's as if they choose the owner and the love for the owner. They've also looked at the DNA between wolves and dogs, and they found that dogs have a unique gene that's called exaggerated gregariousness, a trait that indicates someone who is very sociably open and affectionate to others. Now, I have a golden retriever. I got her last year, who's a miniature. And everybody that comes to the house, Reggie, you know this, immediately she starts jumping on you and licking at you as if you're her best friend. She's never seen you. It could be repair people she's never known. She just has that amazing, loving energy and ability. And it seems like dogs actually fall in love quicker than any other creature that we know. Immediately they bond with someone. And even if they had a traumatic experience with the previous owner, they're able to love the new owner with intensity. And also they've done studies with penguins and dogs. Now, in one part of the world, the penguins were being attacked by foxes. So they actually raised dogs from puppies to be around the penguins and to bond with them. And eventually the dogs started to protect the penguins. They would follow them around from the foxes so the foxes couldn't attack them. So as if the dogs can develop a sense of love for other animals, other creatures. So what are the benefits? Again, dogs can be expensive and time-consuming, but there's so many psychological and physical benefits that it really is a great thing to have. First of all, what's called mindfulness, which is putting yourself attention in the present moment. Imagine a dog that's lying outside on grass, looking, soaking up the sun, and being in the moment. You can learn from that. You can also sit there with the dog, perhaps, and feel the sun on your back. Or walking the dog. You notice how dogs often stop to smell everything. And the phrase, stop and smell the roses, comes into mind, where you can slow down yourself, take a deep breath, and enjoy the sensory pleasures of walking around and breathing fresh air. So it really helps you become more mindful, more aware of yourself, your emotions, your thoughts. There's even a UC Davis researcher that talks about petting a dog as meditation. She calls it petitations. So you can actually pet a dog and relax and breathe deeply, and it's a form of meditation, very relaxing. As we mentioned earlier, having a dog is a form of stress reduction. College students in a study who had dogs were less negative, felt more supportive, and less stressed even 10 hours later after they were with the dog. Also, nature is an important aspect of having a dog. Taking the dog out to green open spaces and just being in nature by itself, research shows, improves your cardiovascular system, lowers your blood pressure, reduces your stress. So you have more opportunity to do that when you have a dog. Also, exercise. Taking your dog for a walk is very important because you get exercise as well. They show that dog owners take 2,700 more steps daily than non-dog owners, which translates to about almost half an hour of exercise every day, which is very healthy for your heart and your body. Another interesting thing about dogs is that they often are empathetic creatures, so they can sense how you're feeling sad or lonely or angry, and they can give you what's called emotional contagion. They can be cheerful and loving, and that can actually raise your mood because moods can be contagious. There was a Gulf War veteran who had traumatic brain injury, serious injury to the brain, and he was often angry and sad as a result. His service dog was trained to recognize the cues of when he became angry and depressed, and she would put her paw on his foot or head on his lap, or she would stand up and place her paws on her shoulder whenever he showed anger or sadness, and it would trigger him away from that. It would change his mindset, and he would start to feel more content and less angry. And overall, having a dog can improve your mental health significantly. For example, depression. Research shows that 25% of people that go to medical doctors have depression, major depression. And also loneliness. Loneliness is seen as being more disabling even than diabetes and arthritis. It's a health hazard. In Great Britain, they've actually established a minister of loneliness to help people banish loneliness. At Love University, our goal is to eradicate loneliness, helping people develop a community of like-minded individuals. The advantage of having a dog is that you're less lonely. You have a companion with you at all times. People who have dogs and they're over 60 years of age have 4 times less depression when they have a dog companion than others. Even severe or serious psychological disorders like schizophrenia and PTSD, people benefit from having a dog. 50% of individuals with serious disorders say that the dog helped them manage their illness. And one of the important things, they felt they were in control. They had someone to take care of, spend time with, and they felt more in control of their mindset. Also, Alzheimer's patients that have dogs have less aggression and anxiety as well. And part of it is the power of touch. When you are with a dog, you can cuddle with it, pet it, and receive affection. And that releases the oxytocin we mentioned earlier, which is the bonding hormone, and also reducing blood pressure and anxiety. The other advantage mentally of having a dog in your life is that having a dog redirects your irrational thoughts. So you might be saying to yourself, no one loves me. I'm so lonely, depressed. But of course, you can say, well, my dog is here. I think the dog loves me. And often they do. So having that distraction, the dog wants to play, wants to do certain things, gets you out of your negative mindset. In one study, people that wrote about their dog had lower depression and anxiety just by writing about their beloved pet. Also, there's a sense of stability when you have a dog. You have to get up in the morning a certain time, feed it every day, take it for a walk. So it gives you a sense of structure. People that are mired in depression or anxiety or other illnesses often are in a stuck state. They're kind of frozen. They keep repeating the same behaviors. So with the dog, they get out of that. And they start to give to someone else. They start to give love and attention. And that reverses the energy from inward to outward, and it changes their mindset to a more positive way. Also, when someone takes care of a dog, they're reminded to take care of themselves. So self-care, making sure you have adequate diet, exercise, sleep, is something that comes to mind when you do the same for your dog. And having a sense of feeling needed, a sense of purpose, is very important. In studies in nursing homes, when dogs were brought, the patients were less depressed because they realized they can care for someone else or something else. And that brought them out of their depression. And finally, one of the most beautiful things is what we call unconditional love, known as agape, karuna, compassion, bhakti, in other Eastern philosophies as well. And this idea that you give love without expectations. And this is something we talk about a lot at Love University. A dog loves you no matter what. You know, you may take it out for a long period of time. You may not see it for a long time, but it still loves you when it sees you. And it always is there for you and follow you around. And that's a very beautiful feeling. Now, people may not have that toward each other in relationships as much. Parents may have it toward their children, but dogs have it for their owners. And that's a very wonderful feeling. So again, having a dog in your life can be a wonderful thing if you're able to put in the time and energy. Of course, you want to have a space for it. You want to be able to walk it and spend time with it. But if you're able to do that, it can be extremely therapeutic, psychologically beneficial, and also improve your physical health as well. And again, the idea is to give loving energy without expectation. Dogs do it, parents do it, and you can do it. So I suggest this week that you think about getting a pet, maybe not a dog, maybe you're a cat person, maybe you want a hamster, fish, a bird. Everyone's got different interests and tastes, but something that you can give love and energy to, and also that can give it back to you in some way, a creature that is alive and you can experience life with, and you'll be in the moment, you know, consciousness, awareness. Being mindful of being alive is a beautiful thing. So think about that. If you don't already have a pet, or if you have one, you might want to adopt one. There are a lot of them out there. And even people that want to volunteer and work for animal shelters or places where animals need help. So again, next time, this is Dr. Alex Avila. If you'd like to contact us at 310-226-8090, email us at loveuniversitylove@gmail.com. Visit us at loveuniversity.love. Like us on Facebook at Love University Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Love Letter U Podcast. Now, Reggie, I was teasing you earlier, but you really love dogs, don't you?
Yeah.
Tell us, what do you love about dogs?
Well, I mean, I think it goes into what you said, like, you know, like they can be very affectionate or whatever, and very cute. And I feel like maybe it says more about us that something that we can put, like, we give affection to and we'll return it or whatever, you know?
Exactly. Now, a girlfriend would be nice too, right? If you can get one of those,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Baby steps.
We'll work on that. Okay, get yourself a dog first and then get yourself a love in life.
Yeah.
But you're right, those baby steps and you know, having that person or that something or someone to give love to is very powerful.
Yeah.
So until next time, this is Dr. Alex Avila with Love University. Put away your notepads, your books, your iPads, get your dog balls, your leashes, and have a great week.